This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. I talk often on this show about privacy-related issues because privacy has been under assault. We've got the story this weekend of the Target credit card database being hacked. We have constant stories from Edward Snowden of what the NSA is doing, looking into our email and gathering information about our web browsing and our phone calls, etc. But another story has come to light, which is even creepier, and it has to do with the Apple MacBook. The story goes back several months when a teenage girl named Cassidy Wolf opened an email she received one day, and there were two nude photos of herself in that email. Now, she knew that she had not allowed anybody to take nude photos of her. She had not taken nude photos of herself. She wasn't sexting them to anybody else. And she also noticed that these nude photos were in her bedroom. So how did somebody get a picture of her naked inside her house? Well, it turns out that somebody had used the camera on her MacBook laptop without her knowledge. That person turned out to be a high school classmate by the name of Jared Abrams. The FBI got involved. They found some software on Abrams' computer that allowed him to spy remotely on her and numerous other women. Now, Cassidy Wolf has gone on to become Miss Teen USA, which brings kind of a celebrity aspect to this story, but it's the creepy aspect of it that got my attention, which is, wait a second, are you telling me that somebody can turn on the laptop camera, the webcam on my laptop, without my knowledge? Here to explain how that happens and what you can do to make sure it doesn't happen to you is Ashkan Soltani, who's a security researcher and consultant. Ashkan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How does that happen, that somebody can do that without my knowledge or without her knowledge?
Well, so older cameras actually allow this to happen pretty easily, right? So the LED and the webcam itself are often two different components on your computer. The thing that we demonstrated was in modern laptops, newer laptops, these two components, the webcam and the light that goes with it, are linked in hardware so that you wouldn't be able to power one without powering the other. But as we showed, some researchers have demonstrated a way to even disable those hardware links as well and power up your laptop camera without the LED going on.
Okay, the LED is the light next to
the green light.
That's right next to where the camera is. And when you are using your webcam for Skyping with somebody or FaceTiming with somebody or just taking a picture of yourself or Snapchatting or whatever it is, that light is supposed to come on. That light, by the way, I don't think is on most PC laptops. It's really just a MacBook thing that Apple put on there. Or am I incorrect?
No, newer laptops, I think it's becoming a convention to have this light on phones and laptops as a way to indicate that the system is recording.
Okay.
And even some of those external webcams do it. The security in the newer laptops, like the EyeSight on the MacBook cameras, are kind of slightly more advanced, such that the light is linked directly in hardware. But even older Dells and stuff will have that light, which some people can disable in software.
Yeah, well, let's go to that. How exactly are they disabling it? First of all, how are they getting into a person's computer? I mean, are we that insecure in our Wi-Fi world at home?
It's not the Wi-Fi world. So so first off, the software we're talking about is oftentimes called remote administration tools or RATs. It's essentially, you can consider it almost malware, right? So I might send you an email that says, hey, check out this great link. And when you click on that link, it actually downloads a piece of malware, a piece of software that you're not aware of that lives on your computer and can access your files oftentimes. But in this case, we see these RATs being used to remotely turn on, say, the camera or the microphone. And this happened, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Lower Merion School District PCs. The school district in Lower Merion County had these RATs installed in the computers that students would take home, and they were actually taking photos of students in, you know, as they were working on their homework, which became a huge lawsuit as well.
I do remember that. Lower Merion is just outside Philadelphia.
That's right.
Yeah, and the students and their parents were freaked out by it. How often is this going on? I mean, the Cassidy Wolf case is famous, again, because she has some celebrity as Miss Teen USA. But is this fairly prevalent?
I think as the rats become more widely available to malicious hackers and attackers, it becomes more prevalent, for sure. The kind of the workarounds for things like the built-in cameras, being able to disable the light on those cameras, those are slightly more advanced tools. But there are commercial software companies that sell those tools to law enforcement and to, you know, other governments that essentially are able to monitor you if you are a suspect or a target of an investigation.
Sounds to me like anybody who does have a MacBook should get a little piece of duct tape and put it over that camera.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just MacBooks, right? This was demonstrated on 2008 MacBooks, which have been updated. And some of the more advanced researchers we spoke to said it's likely possible on the newer MacBooks as well. But yeah, a piece of duct tape or a little sliding, you know, there's these little tools you can put on your webcam. Doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget that the microphone's still accessible, and there's no way to know that that's on.
Wow. Okay, it sounds to me like PC makers, not just Apple, but all PC makers, are now going to have to come up with some sort of little plastic slide that you mentioned. I mean, I know that they're available as accessories, but they're going to have to make it standard on there so that when you want to use the webcam, you actively have to open it up.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. In general, you want people to be engaged with their software and hardware and you want that software and hardware to notify you when things go on. This is like your car has, you know, a red light when your oil pressure is low or something like that. You want the equivalent that are reliable signals from the tools we use. And I think, you know, either having a hardware control or better control of the lights is critical to that.
This seems to be a problem along the same lines as Trojan software, malware that's getting on computers, that's following along with people's keystrokes and getting information, or phishing for their passwords and getting access to their financial data. The same sort of problem, right?
That is, although this seems to be more targeted. So the rats are, rather than trying to infect everyone and anyone and everyone, this, you know, webcam attack would specifically be to try to get something, you know, some dirt on you. And so try to get you to click on something and then monitor your computer. So it's a little bit more focused or targeted, it seems.
Right. And the pictures, you know, I can just see some sicko guy sitting somewhere at home who's searching around and finding out, oh, look, it's a teenage girl or a young woman or any woman. Oh, I can get pictures of her while she's changing her clothes and dressing and probably get video as well, right?
That's right. I mean, so we want to be mindful of the cases in which, you know, our computers are on and it's not just, remember, like your Xbox and your new, fancy Samsung TV that has a camera in it. Those also have, you know, cameras and microphones and this kind of stuff, right? So it's not just, we just really want to be mindful of all the sensors around us, whether they're in our laptops, our computers, our phones, and, know that they can be, at times, surreptitiously used to collect information about us.
Should we be running malware software on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. So step one would be to just run antivirus software. The basic stuff, the really, you know, the low-end rats, the ones that like just another teenager might send you, those are often detectable by your run-of-the-mill antivirus software. The more advanced Trojans, the ones that I was describing that governments can buy that are, you know, $300,000, $400,000 licenses for those are much more advanced, and there's very little to mitigate against those attacks.
When you say governments can buy, I would guess that our investigative branches, like the FBI and the NSA, they probably have been doing this surreptitiously for years.
That's right. And we have, you know, the week prior to this story running, we had a quote in the Washington Post regarding the FBI's kind of software development arm, their operational technology division, developing this software, having that capability.
Was this actually developed for the government and then got out there into the malware community, or vice versa?
I don't think so. I suspect, it's all about security researchers finding vulnerabilities and then, you know, this race to patch them before they're widely known and widely used. And simultaneously, another researcher might discover the same vulnerability or learn about the vulnerability and develop tools to exploit it.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of this arms race in the same way, you know, we see in any other arms race.
You know, some people are still worried about the Terminator thing of Skynet being aware, but not being aware of us naked in our own houses. That's the problem. Ashkan Soltani is an independent security researcher and consultant. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. I think we just made duct tape sales across America go way up.